Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are investigating after a baby was found this morning on a subway station staircase during rush hour. Our Marla Diamond is at Penn Station, and she joins us live.
And Linda, that newborn baby girl was found on the steps leading to the number one platform at Penn Station, which remains closed as investigators search for evidence on the stairs. Now, that baby was alive and taken to Bellevue Hospital, where she is said to be in good condition. And at this point, police do not know the mother, the parents of this baby girl, who apparently was just maybe a few hours old, wrapped up in a blanket, left on the subway steps. Of course, the reaction is horrifying from riders that we've been getting, absolutely horrified that a baby would be left in a subway station when there are several places where you could drop a baby. Police could be heard on the dispatch calling this a code Adam. And you see signs on businesses throughout the city and, of course, at hospitals and police precincts that this is a code Adam drop-off site. So thought here that there may have been a desperate mother that left this child that could not care for it or maybe hid the pregnancy. But all of that will be answered once police are able to find the mother, the parents of this baby, and complete their investigation. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on the Northbound 1 platform at Penn Station.
And as Marla said, we will bring you new details as we have them. A man has now been arrested for a deadly shooting in Flatbush. Police say 22-year-old Jonathan Guzman allegedly shot and killed a 24-year-old man at 2020 Dorchester Road yesterday afternoon. Guzman lives at the same address where the shooting occurred. He's now charged with murder and 3 counts of weapons possession. It was a scary night for subway riders in the Bronx. That's where passengers were forced to evacuate after the 3rd and 4th cars of a southbound 4 train suddenly detached.
The rescue mission took over an hour, leaving passengers like Bridget on edge. She spoke with Eyewitness News.
I'm just waiting for my son to get off the train right now, honestly. He's hyperventilating, panicking.
It was near the 149th Street Grand Concourse station where 2 cars detached from the rest of the train. Folks evacuated safely and uninjured. But daily riders like Samir and Taeja say they've had enough with the MTA service.
It's just completely ridiculous how this place is.
Fix the trains.
As for this stop on the 4,
it's very occupied and busy. It does cause a lot of delays with everything that goes on naturally in here.
It's not too bad.
The MTA still investigating the cause. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Congressman Dan Goldman wants the NYPD to hold federal immigration agents accountable for breaking state laws in New York. He's asking Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch to direct officers to arrest or prosecute ICE and Border Patrol agents who assault or detain New Yorkers unlawfully. In the request, Goldman says under the Trump administration, Immigration agents have operated outside their legal authority, even targeting U.S. citizens and lawful residents. He says no one, regardless of their badge, should be allowed to assault or unlawfully detain any New Yorker without consequences. We've reached out to the police commissioner's office for comment. A Manhattan assemblyman is joining the race to replace Congressman Jerry Nadler, who's retiring after more than 30 years in office. Alex Borres, a Democrat representing Manhattan's East Side, says he's running to bring new energy and better tech to the government. As a former software engineer, Borres told the New York Times, democracy can't keep up with the pace of technology and misinformation. He joins a crowded Democratic field in the 12th District. Michael Asher, Nadler's protege, he started his campaign in September, and Eric Botcher, a West Side City Council member, and Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of President John F. Kennedy. They've all signaled interest in running. Borres tells the Times he's focused on delivering results, not just fighting President Trump. The city's mayoral candidates will head into their second debate this Wednesday, and with the polls still showing Zohran Mamdani, the clear frontrunner, Andrew Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa are launching more attacks to try hard to win new voters. A recent Fox News poll shows Mamdani with 52% of the vote, followed by Cuomo with 28%, Sliwa with 14%. Andrew Cuomo, live with our Susan Richards this morning.
It's going to come down to me or Mamdani. It's going to come down to a traditional Democrat, and I'm a Democrat, and versus what they call a Democratic Socialist, which is really a socialist. That's going to be the choice.
Over the weekend, Cuomo referenced a photo posted on X showing Mamdani next to Imam Siraj Wahaj, who Cuomo says was an unindicted co-conspirator of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Curtis Sliwa also called the photo disturbing, but Mamdani fired back saying the imam met with Mayor Bloomberg, de Blasio, and campaigned alongside Eric Adams, and the only time it became a national issue was when he was pictured with Mamdani. A bail hearing in Brooklyn's federal court this morning for Howie Rubin, a retired investment manager accused of running a violent sex trafficking operation. Prosecutors say Rubin and his former personal assistant lured women from modeling and social media sites and subjected them to abuse inside luxury hotels and inside a Manhattan penthouse they say was rigged as a sex dungeon. He's charged with trafficking and transporting women for prostitution in allegations that stretch back a decade. Rubin has pleaded not guilty to all charges. A judge previously rejected his proposed $25 million bond package, saying Rubin posed a danger to the community and was a flight risk. Well, if you had some trouble booking a Lyft ride this morning or streaming your favorite Hulu show, we know why. Amazon's cloud computing service, a major provider of services to hundreds of websites and apps, went down overnight. Our Amanda Alexander is talking to New Yorkers about it.
In a world where we want it now, 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 folks like Rebecca say this outage,
then obviously it would be an inconvenience.
Yep, Amazon says their services are recovering from a worldwide outage and it's hitting other services too. We're talking Reddit, Snapchat, Ask Your Kids About Roblox, and even the McDonald's app. In fact, we're at Mickey D's right now and safe to say, she's one of the lucky ones.
It works. I just ordered this morning.
I ordered this morning, like 10 minutes ago.
But everyone else feeling the outage? Not loving it. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at McDonald's.
The first signs of trouble showed up about 3 o'clock this morning. Amazon Web Services saying about 3 hours later, operations were succeeding normally. Still no word on what led to the mass disruption.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.